We're back for the first time in, like, this is a long ass time, Ferris.
March.
That's
March 14th.
Oof, that's. You're yeah. watching me working. That's like 5 months.
I was making sure you weren't watching me use my fingers. March, April, May, June, July.
Okay. Well, but, we're going to start this off on a sad note, Ferris.
What's the sad note?
OnlyFans is now, as of whatever date coming up, will
October.
October will not have sexually explicit content. Let's have a moment.
All right, let's take a moment of silence. Ready?
Moment's over. OnlyFans, what the fuck are you thinking? Like, this is going to be the end of OnlyFans. Because it did, it existed before it did sexual content. But have you ever heard of it before it did it? No.
No.
But they start letting women do nudes, what would happen? OnlyFans blows up.
Go ahead. I have plenty to say about this.
So I'm just sitting like, I don't. This is a bad business model. I understand kind of why they're doing it. Not really.
Well, give people an idea. I'm sure most people know, but just a brief, because if they don't know what it is, go look it up.
Okay, so basically OnlyFans started out as just kind of a meeting network, if you will. Not really. It wasn't really a sex thing. It just started out as different people, you know, hey, kind of almost of a disc type, small like Discord, or kind of like a, almost how YouTube has things you can sign up for and pay. Kind of started out something like very humble, modest things. Well, somewhere along the way, kind of about COVID time, women who discovered, hey, I can cut out the middleman and the agency and the porns, and I can show my tits on here, and you can pay $3 for a picture of me showing my tits. And thus, the rocket ship took off.
OnlyFans prevailed.
Yep. Now, you have varying degrees, and I don't know how far you want me to go into. You
go
know.
To. I mean, this is the Queer Bahamas podcast. We can
okay,
say
so, like, some things you can sign up for free. So, like, I subscribe to the Suicide Girls page.
Okay.
Suicide Girls has what they'll do several times a day. And I'm not sure if these are Suicide Girls contracted out, Suicide Girls that are hopeful Suicide Girls. I'm really not sure. But they'll do a Suicide Girls live stream. Excuse me. Sorry. And they'll, basically what it is it's like an hour-long live stream of not really doing too much sexual stuff. It's kind of weird. They'll sit there and be talking about what games they play. And, you know, yeah, they do flash. But, I mean, it's like not as sexually charged as you think it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like them just having a conversation in lingerie. It's weird, but.
Some people just like conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's what they do. Now, you have some. Others that are free. So, like, some of the Playboy Playmate ones are kind of crap to me. Like, you can subscribe to them for free, but to see anything, you got to pay. And it's not, like, little prices. Like, one chick was, like, pay $75 for a 10-second video of me completely naked. That's going to be a hard no for me, but, you know, I'm sure somebody did it.
So, real quick, let me stop you for 1 second. So, there's, just like the nudie magazines, there's levels to OnlyFans. There's your Playboys that have articles and have some girls that are, you know, in, that are nude, but they're tasteful, if that's the right word. And then you have Hustler, where things get a little, start getting a little hairy. There's a lot of fucking in it, you know. And then you have, like, gas station.
Yeah. So
sex fest book, whatever it is. And, you
so
know,
some of them
gaping their assholes out.
So the main one that I got OnlyFans for, it's kind of an alternative tattoo model that does nudes. And she kind of went into a little bit more extreme. Cause she realized she could make more money, you know, talks. But so the way she did hers, and I kind of like the way she did it, you pay for monthly subscriptions. It's like $5. And, you know, you get short videos, nothing extreme. You know, just her maybe taking a shower or something, you know. Or, you know, she posts pictures of her in lingerie and stuff like that, you know. But you can do, like, a kind of a generic. She'll send, like, generic chats, you know. Hey, pay this for this and pay this for this. So, I mean, you can pay the upfront fee and you never have to pay another price again. But, you know, she sends whatever and you can pay it or you don't.
Right.
There are others. You know, you might pay a bigger monthly fee, but that's it. You don't pay anything else. You know,
and you get more content, or you get the content you're looking for.
No, some of them, yes. Okay. Some of them, yes. You know, like some porn stars who've kind of taking it upon themselves to have an OnlyFans where, you know, they do, you know, some porn stars, yeah, you're going to subscribe to their page and they're still going to send you shit and you pay for it. Some of them, like I said, they'll charge a bigger monthly, whatever have you, but that's it.
Right.
You don't pay for it, and they might pop up a new scene once a week or something.
What's the, so full disclosure, I do not have an OnlyFans account and I never went to the page itself. I just haven't. Are you willing to tell us what your interest is or no?
I mean, what do you mean what my interests are?
Do you have one or not have one? Do you ever look at them?
What do you mean? I mean, of course.
Okay.
I mean,
I was making sure. I didn't know if you wanted to really say it.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I kind of just owned up to it. Like, I've paid for, like.
You did kind of give us, like, an exactly what.
I mean, I'm not. Dude, I don't care. What's the movie? I can't believe you paid for it. We all got things we pay for that we're like, damn. I mean.
Yeah. Paying for content one way or another.
Here was the thing. You know, you can go find probably. Some of this content I tried to look for free. Couldn't find it.
Yep.
Or if I did, I'm really sure I wanted it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think this is the girl I was looking for.
Yeah, and so, once again, you can still get plenty of content for free. Never have to pay a dime.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why would you get an OnlyFans when you can look at porn for free? Is it because some of the girls don't do the porn?
Yes. Okay. Once again, I was trying, like, the model of chick, alternative model looking chick that I subscribed for in the first place. I tried.
Just couldn't find it.
Just couldn't find it. All right, and I didn't trust the site. You know, you might can catch Pornhub like right at the right second somebody uploads it. But I mean, some of the content creators on OnlyFans, they monitor those tube sites pretty harshly, and like the second one of their stuff pops up, they file a claim.
Right.
Like, hey, take this shit down. And the tube site's not trying to get shut down. Oblige. No questions asked.
Especially with the latest revelations about the tube sites lately.
I guess I'm not that familiar. I don't.
So,
I mean, I know Pornhub had the great purge, but.
Pornhub got in trouble. But see, they weren't getting in trouble because of, like. Okay, so they got a lot of shit for having people stuff on there that they weren't supposed to have. Like, say, I don't know, was a porn star. I'm kind of out of my porn star names. Here's one. Okay, I can't remember one. Caden Cross. Mm-hmm. Always one I always liked. So if she has something, but she has her own website, right? And she has it. It's exclusive. You have to go to her website, and it shows up on Pornhub. You know, that's illegal. You can't do that.
Right.
So that happened to a bunch of videos. And then there are two major ones, which the obvious one is it's never going to work out right for you because it's evil. Like, there were children, people under the age of 18. I don't know how young of people there were, mm-hmm. kids, but I know there was on there, and there was more than you thought there would be. But yeah. I think what happened was is that there were a lot of countries where they were saying they're 18, but they're like 16 or 17. I don't know the exact thing. It was child porn, so just that's a major. People already don't like you because you're a porn site, and then you have that on there. Yeah,
yeah.
You're gonna get in trouble. And then the next thing was like there were these scenes, and they looked like normal porn scenes, but in the backgrounds, like there were guns, there were threats of violence, like it was rape. You were watching people get raped. That's what it was. They made it look like it was legitimate, but it was not legitimate. There was one, I can't remember the name of it, but there was one where almost all of them were like women being like forced at gunpoint and shit.
I know,
and it was one of the more popular ones. People didn't know, but they didn't know.
I know there was one particular thing, and I don't think it was as extreme as what you're talking about, but it was false pretenses. Basically, it was kind of like amateur stuff. The main one I'm thinking, but they also, it was mom POV. So like, but they kind of just, a lot of it was amateur, and I think they told them under the basis, this won't be released in the United States.
Wrong.
And they weren't paying the girls for the profits.
Right.
And some girls were getting paid, because some girls were legit porn stars, and they just kind of asked them to come on, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember the exact detail. I remember reading something about it one time, but once again, it's kind of porn, so.
Back to OnlyFans. That's kind of a good thing about OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. You control what you put out, and you get paid for what you put out.
Yeah. So I actually know a girl who has one, and me and her were talking one time, and she was telling me, like, it's not as creepy as you think. Like, you control what you do and won't do, but she's like, it's really not as creepy as you think. Some of the guys just, you can tell they're not good at talking to women, and they just want to talk to a woman. Yeah. And, you know, and you know this, and going up to a random woman at a bar or in a random place, it's intimidating.
Like, it is.
It is intimidating. You got to have some, you know, got to have some swagger about you. And something I've quickly figured out, some dudes just have, whether, I don't know, but some dudes just don't have a lot of confidence at all.
They do, but I will say this. The only way you'll get good at it is by doing it.
Yeah.
I think people put way too much pressure on themselves. Okay, she doesn't like you. Okay, go on.
That is true. Like, hey, man, you're going to get, the name of the game is you're probably going to get rejected more than you're ever going to fuck.
More than you'll ever not. Like
10 times.
And
more.
Once you know that, and don't be an asshole. You're like, okay. You know. Now, well, if she asks you to be your friend on Facebook, don't do it.
Yeah.
No. I didn't say I wanted to be your friend. I wasn't making that thing. Because it's false. You weren't going there to try to be your friend. You were not trying to do that.
Now, one thing I will say about dudes too. This is some responsibility on men. If you are romantically interested in a chick, but you hang out with her and don't make your intentions known, and you get friend zoned and can't get out of it, that's kind of on you, buddy.
Well, it is on you. You gotta let people know. People know what your intentions are. And but the girl, no, you said the girl OnlyFans. Like, do you think there's a lot of desperate guys on OnlyFans? Like,
I
know it's hard to tell. I mean, you can't really know, but
yeah, I really don't know. I think once again, I think it's. I think there's a simplicity in, hey, man, you know, yeah, I'm paying for it. We know what's up, but the illusion.
Yeah.
I think the illusion is key. So it's like,
how much of that illusion is good for a person, though?
Probably the same as like at a strip club, you know? Yeah.
There's a healthy amount that you talk to the stripper and joke around, but you've got to remember she's working.
Yeah.
And she's working you, and she's trying to get money from you. She's not trying to date you. She's not trying to have sex with you unless you go to a sketchy one. You know, for the most part.
But, I mean, like the night you and me went. Had a great time. You had your little stripper. I had mine.
Yeah.
Talked to him. Got lab dances, whatever. You might have paid her rent.
Yeah. I gave her a lot of money.
I drank a shit ton, but.
$2 Tuesday.
Goddamn.
And I earned every cent of that, too. I can't believe I spent like $340.
Mostly on a stripper. Like
on one
stripper.
Well, there was another one where I saw a friend of mine and I bought him a lap dance because, of course, I did.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I had a bar tab. That's all I had.
You didn't get a lap dance? I just remember I was drunk as shit and I was in the bathroom and I just happened to see you next to me and I was like, he looked at me and goes, I pissed my pants. I was like, what?
There's a different story to that. I passed out up against the urinal and didn't realize my dick was going down my pants.
I thought when you said like you were so drunk, I thought you meant like you just pissed in your pants, like a kindergartner.
No. I passed out up against the urinal because I went to the last urinal and like I put my head up against the wall because I mean I was drunk as shit. Like I mean I literally on $2 drink night had about I think it's close to a $100 bar tab. I drank a lot of alcohol and didn't throw up. But anyway, I passed out up against the like. I think I actually did pass out. I'm not 100% sure, but I just remember I leaned up against the wall and closed my eyes. And I start to go, and I feel something warm. I'm like, that's not right. And I realize...
Something's not good.
I realize, oh, shit, my dick was not out my pants yet. That was a good night. That was a great night. But anyway, back to it. I mean, you know, we spent money. We had a good time, but we knew the illusion. We went with it. But, I mean, at the same time, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, the illusion was over, and we caught a taxi ride back to the house.
I'm not going to say that... that OnlyFans or porn are bad in and of itself. I do think the amount that people consume is bad.
Yes.
The over amount. And because I think you need to go out and talk to a woman. I know it's scary. I know you don't have the confidence, but it's the only. But you know how many girls don't have the confidence either? Just plenty of them. You think they're all like these supermodels that are just not going to be swooned by anyone, just by anyone? No, there's a lot of girls who are, you know, they're just as nervous as you are. Talk to him. They're like, why is this guy talking to me? So I think most of that needs to be, you need real human interaction, real human physical touch, and real sex with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get that all from, you know, a porn site or OnlyFans. But, you know, back to the OnlyFans thing. Let's see if we can get off this shit. I'm kind of tired of talking about it on OnlyFans. But basically they went from having explicit content. Now they are taking it away. And from what I understand, it's because the shareholder, they're going public.
Ooh.
And the shareholders are think about it. These are a bunch of rich folks that probably have different, you know, feelings toward things. And they're not going to, the idea that they're making money because women are shoving shit in their assholes is just probably not appealing to them.
The funny thing about it is the stock ain't going to be worth shit because the mass exodus from not being able to show that shit is just,
yeah.
I mean,
where are they going to go to next? There's going to be another place. Tim already knows.
I don't
What's
already
it called?
Know. So I'm not going to say this particular girls that I subscribe to thing. She's one of the alternative models, blah, blah, blah. Okay. God damn it. Yes, I heard the news about OnlyFans. I have already planned for this a few months ago. After my birthday, September 23rd, I will announce my plans because, as y'all know, the XXX sexy stuff is what's popping on my page. So, and the next picture down is her looking at a girl's tit. So.
Yeah. You got to know your audience.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
I mean, there's always cam soda. I just don't know how that works. I went to the page one time and it seemed weird and confusing and sketch, and I was like, negative.
Not doing that. Someone will take their place.
Oh, yeah.
There's a demand for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's over demand now. So what's going on in the world today? Let's talk coronavirus, because that seems like something that everyone would be angry about. This is what we make everyone angry. This is how we make both sides and the middle angry.
It is kind of funny, because I'm over here vaccinated and you're not. You piece of shit. You don't care about me.
I don't care about you.
I got vaccinated because I care about people.
I saw something that said, I barely care about what I had for dinner. What do you think makes you think I care about you?
No shit. Full disclosure, I didn't get the vaccine because I care. I got it because I wanted to go do shit, and it was getting to where you needed that card to go do shit.
I need to get one. I really do. I got to travel stuff I got to do, and I don't want it, not because of conspiracy theories. I just feel like I'm a young guy, I'm fairly unhealthy. Last time I did have it, it didn't really do anything to me. And how long do the antibodies last? Well, I can't get anyone to give me an answer, an honest answer. They say 6 months, but I don't know if they really know what the fuck they're talking about. I think there's a lot of bullshit on each side, and there's a lot of bullshit from people who are experts. I think there's politics involved. So you're going to have people saying things that aren't necessarily true, but need to go. You need to have a narrative that goes in a straight line. You can't be wishy-washy.
I think some people's funding came from certain groups of people.
Yes.
And, you know, follow the money.
Follow the money.
You don't follow the answers. It's like, hey, this particular political organization gives us more money, so let's go with.
The fact that they were going to give Fauci a book deal in the middle of the pandemic was insane to me. I could not believe they were going to do that.
Didn't he take it, though?
I don't think he did. I think he canceled it at the last moment. Why? Why are you going to do that?
My problem with Fauci, he might know. He might be an expert. He may legitimately be. And I think he is. I think
he is the expert. He is. He is the infectious disease like head guy in the country.
I think
he has been for 30 years.
Yeah, I think he knows what he's talking about. But two things. He's not a good public speaker.
No.
Terrible at it, actually. And I think he's really, really enjoyed his 15 minutes of fame.
Yes.
And I think he wants to keep it around. Because before this, did anybody know who the fuck this dude was?
No.
No.
Not really.
Nobody cared.
No one really, besides like maybe health professionals, would know who he was. The average person would not know who he is. Mm.
But he's not, he's also, and you see this, I think you see this, the problem with a lot of super intelligent people. They come off smug because they don't know how to talk. You kind of have to talk in the lowest common denominator. And, well, you got to be real careful how you do that, too, because you can also come off smug like you're trying to talk to them like they're stupid.
Right.
And in a way, you kind of have to talk to people like they're stupid because most people are not an expert in infectious diseases.
No, they're not.
If he would have come out when the coronavirus hit, he's like, look, you know, based on our limited knowledge of this virus, this is what we recommend right now. But understand, the more we learn about this virus, these rules may or may not change. and this virus will change. This virus itself will change. So once that all these things go into place, we'll be able to give you more information. And once we learn more, you know, and unfortunately, all we're going to learn more is the virus will be around longer. But as of right now, in the short time period we've had to study the virus, this is what we recommend. That is a, I mean, I hate to say it, but that's a decent answer. And yeah. And probably a one where everybody on every side would be like, oh, okay. But no, that's not what he's come out and done. He's been like, you need to wear a mask. Why? Well, it might work.
And then they're like, you got to wear two masks and then three masks. And
it became
like,
a circus.
Come on, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, and so, is that a cricket?
Yep.
What the fuck's a cricket doing?
I don't know. I also don't think it helped that when this all started, and Donald Trump was put in a, and so I'm not blaming him, he was put in a weird position where he has to dance around, hey, what do we do that's best for people and versus the best for the country? Because, you know, you can't really just shut the whole thing down until the virus goes away. You kind of still got to navigate some economic waters, too.
A lot of this stuff, when I say this, you know, don't go fucking crazy on me, people out there. A lot of this stuff has to do with Trump. How many people were just so fucking, they hated the motherfucker. They either hated him or they fucking loved him.
Yeah.
Very few people were like, oh, well, you know, he's doing well for my business and blah, 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 but we're doing well for this. But most people were like, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread in America. And the people were like, I just can't stand him. You know, you had those extremes. And the people who are that extreme were just crazy. Like,
they're still crazy.
They still talk about him. He's not president anymore. Why are you talking about him?
Hell, we were discussing that before we even came on here. This one dude put Trump 20. That was all he put, Trump 2024. It's like, I don't really know what that has to do with anything, but all right.
So there's been some commotion on Facebook lately about like masking children and in schools. I don't really have a dog in the fight. I don't have kids, and I don't have them. You know. Because, you know, I was never in the military and never have kids, so I'm not really alive. Inside joke. Don't worry about that. Anyways.
I'm going to need you to explain this inside joke in a minute.
All right.
You don't have to do it on air.
I don't know, like, does it work to have the kids not to wear masks, and does it stop the infections? I don't know. I don't really know, like.
I just don't see, I get we need to worry about COVID, but let's be real here. Schools in and of themselves are breeding grounds for fucking diseases.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, ask yourself this.
You already have enough diseases being spread there by not having protection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, after you got done with school, you probably didn't get sick as much anymore, did you?
No.
Definitely once you, well, you didn't have to go to regular daycare, I guess, but like.
No, I didn't when I was little.
Well, once I stopped having to go to daycare all the time, stopped getting sick as much. Once I got out of school, really stopped. The only time I started back being a courier for lab companies and I was in and out of doctor's offices when I started getting sick again.
Yeah.
Once I quit that job, damn.
Stop.
I think I've only had to go to the doctor once.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why, like, you know, militaries and stuff make you take vaccines and stuff, because diseases just, you catch diseases because you're around a lot of people and they spread real quickly.
Yeah.
So, do I think they should, like, so you have the mask for kids, which I really don't have a good answer for, like,
I don't have a good answer
I don't think that, I think maybe the older kids might need to worry about it, but I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
You want to answer for me, go fuck yourself, because I don't have it.
My biggest problem with people saying, oh, you need to mask up is, so it's like if I go to the store, right? I go to the store, I'm wearing a mask. I touch the little keypad thing, the kiosk.
Yeah.
They don't wipe that shit down in between customers. Maybe they're supposed to, but they don't. I've been to the store plenty of times, and I've used the little machine right after a customer. Don't matter if I'm wearing a mask or not. That COVID might be, I mean.
From what I've read and, you know, the little research I've done, that you don't catch COVID like that. You don't get it from, like, touching things and then touching your face. It's like aerosol in the, like, a lot of stuff they didn't know. And another bad thing about when you spray everything down and everything is like this clean, your immune system needs little things. It needs small battles to win so it can win big battles. And when you're spraying everything, your body's no longer fighting shit off. So when something comes around, it's just going to fuck you up. Because it's like It's like you're a virgin and now you're being thrown in a porn set. It's like something's got to give.
Well, something is going to
give. Yeah. Well, I mean, what if you're the guy? Yeah, exactly. You didn't think about that, did you? Are you a jealous lover, Tim? A selfish lover? Are you a selfish lover?
I don't think so.
No? You give and take?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
That got weird.
I'm just wondering.
There may be a few people that call in and dispute that. I don't know.
I don't know if they're going to be listening to this or not.
Probably not.
So mask.
If I had to bet, I would go in
there. No, they're not going to. So these people went down to school board, main major Louisiana school board. There was a big brouhaha because people said they did this, and the group of people who were the protesters said that. I wasn't there, so I don't really know what the hell happened. A few people who are these super pro anti-vax, anti-mask people were telling me something, and they may be telling the truth. But let's not kid ourselves. They have an agenda as well.
Yes.
There's an agenda, so they're going to be biased. They're going to tell me the most biased thing they can about that whole situation. And then you can have the government people who are like, well, they did this. And I'm like, well, sure they did. My thing was, this is like, it's not only your message, it's how you convey your message.
Yes.
So if you go...
Honestly, hold on. I'm going to say this. As a person who had his degree in communications, and I was telling a coworker this that struggled with talking to the people we had, I was like, how you say it might almost be more important, because you can be calling somebody a dumbass, but if you can say it in the right way, they'll thank you for it.
Yeah. But see, I personally think that they went down there, and the school board people probably were being a little ridiculous, maybe, to an extent. But they started acting crazy and doing stupid shit, too, and it just became a clusterfuck.
The school board is also in a weird position, because you do have to do what's best for the kids, do what's best for everybody. And also, kind of got to look at it as, you know, future, too, because, I mean, what... Eventually, you're going to have an outbreak. There we go. That's way more comfortable. But eventually, you're going to have an outbreak, and you're desperately trying to avoid an outbreak. And so when you got one group that's not willing to do this and one group's not willing to do that, and especially if you're head of a school board, all it's going to take is one dead kid, and shit's going to hit the fan.
Yeah, and...
And that's... The school board's in a bad spot, because it's like, what do we do? Now, I was talking to one of our friends that you and me know, and I'm not going to say his name because he might not want, but he's a teacher over in Lincoln Parish. And he was telling me, he's like, luckily our parish superintendent is younger and a little bit more, he'll stand up to people. And he was like telling me that their superintendent said, hey, look, I get it. You might not like this policy. I don't like this policy, but my boss said this is what our policy is. So I have to go with that. And that's what we're going to do, like it or not. We give you the option to do it like this if you don't want to. I think that's what this is going to take.
Yeah. I mean, some people would be told no. Like, no, you can't. This is how it's going to be done. This is the end of the story.
Yeah.
You know, at the same time, it's like, I don't want people to have too much government overreach at the same time.
My thing, though. It's a public school. So, I mean, it's designed for government overreach.
Yeah.
I mean, well, if you don't like that,
that's
two other options. Public school, private school, which realistically, at the end of the day, when you add up all the little bullshit here and there in a public school and a private school, not a lot of difference, depending on what public school you go to.
Yeah.
It's also always homeschool.
Yeah.
Which I'm a big fan of.
Well, my thing is, if you're, how much say does the public have over, who has the most say, the public or that pays for it, or the school or the government that provides the service?
I would say the government needs more. And the only reason, hear me out.
Okay.
Because if the public, you're former Muslim, always kind of been an atheist, but here we are. Because if the public in this area had any say, you and me would be saying prayers at the beginning of school day, near lunch. We'd be praying all fucking day. And goddamn it, you need Jesus in fucking school. So at what point, you're right, but I think this is a situation where it's like, I'm going to have to trust as much as I don't want to, and I hate saying this. The government in this one, I would side with, simply because people don't care about other people. And we discussed this. Like, how much do I really give a shit about other people? None.
Right.
But, I don't want...
Yeah.
And I don't want some of these extremists to have control over these kids either.
I know. I understand that private school is expensive, and not everyone can have private school. Not everyone can homeschool. But I mean, there's got to, something's got to give. Yeah. Something has to give. Do I really think that masks are this huge overreach? Not really, but I could see where there's a lot more goes into child development, you know, communications, blah, blah, blah.
You know, do we really care about that, though? Because, I mean, another thing I was talking to our teacher friend about, we all agree that the school system needs an overhaul. No, I mean, have you ever heard anybody just go, yeah, our school system's really doing great?
No.
Has it changed? Has it changed since we've been there? Has it changed since our parents were there? Might not even change since our grandparents were there and there wasn't no fucking electricity in the school.
No.
So is it really about what's best for the kids? Or is it about, hey, our Lord and Savior Donald fucking Trump said I didn't have to wear this goddamn mask, or our Lord and Savior Nancy Pelosi said it did. I don't know why my accent didn't change right there, so I apologize.
It has to change.
I apologize to...
There's nobody with a country accent that likes Nancy Pelosi. None. Not one.
My apologies to my our like two Nancy Pelosi fans.
But see, and then you know, speaking of the not for me, look at Nancy Pelosi, you know, having all these rules that she wanted everyone to abide by, and then she didn't do it, and then she got mad when she got called out. It's like, well, shit. What? And then Gavin Newsom of California got in trouble. Like, how many? I had to say, most of them were Democrats. Most of them that got caught doing things that they weren't supposed to in the middle of a pandemic. How can I convince somebody that you should listen to these people when they don't even do the stuff themselves? I can't. I can't in good conscience tell people to believe what these government officials do when they're not doing it themselves.
Yeah.
You know. But God damn it, some of those anti-vax people are annoying.
They're both getting to be pretty fucking
annoying. Yes, both
annoying.
Of them. I was told someone, is like, the pro-vax people are making me not want to get it.
Yeah.
And then the anti-vax are making me want to get like three doses of it. Yeah. Until like I'm 90% COVID vaccine.
Yeah. Like, that's why I didn't post anything. I'm not that person anyway, but I was like, I'm not posting that I got this fucking vaccine. I'm not trying to be, oh, you're doing such a great guy, the great thing, blah, 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 or why the fuck you do it?
You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you ever think the government not trying to control you? They're trying to find out where you're at all times.
How are you not scared to put that in your body? Well, between the drugs I did in college and the sketchy girls I slept with, I think I'll be all right.
And then you have the other people who's like, you're such a brave person.
Like, no, I'm not.
You're such a beautiful person inside out. You care about other people.
No, I don't. I wanted to be able to go to a concert, and that concert was like, hey, you might need to show a vaccine card. And I was like, doop, doop, doop. Stick me, motherfucker.
Like, a lot of those places are requiring vaccine cards and... Careful, Tim.
That was dangerous. Real. That went sideways. My bad. All right. Continue.
Okay. Like, they showed, like, Lollapalooza, and, like, yeah. People were just walking up and showing a card.
Like, well, yeah. I want to say they came out with a news article. Like, a lot of these festivals weren't the big super spreader event that people thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was it because they were vaccinated? Or just because maybe we just don't know fuck all? Probably a combination of both, let's be real.
The virus is really weird, man. There's some weird things about it. My girlfriend and I were around each other. You know what you do with your girlfriend? You kiss them, and that's what happens.
Is that all you do first?
Well, it wasn't all we did in that day. So
in that hour,
and we were there the whole day,
right?
The whole day to get around each other, as close proximity, breathing each other's faces. You know, not just sitting there breathing each other's face. Like, you know, we weren't doing that, but you know, you get what I'm saying.
You sure?
Yeah, we just sit there and just breathe and look at each other. How awkward would that be? Just like,
I guarantee you there's a Pornhub section for it.
Yeah, I know. That disturbs me. You know those people who are like, ASMR. If that really helps your anxiety, fuck you. Hope you die. Sorry, you need more help than that. You need some professional help.
Anyways, back to you and your girlfriend hanging out.
I tested positive. She never got it.
Fuck, look at me. Balls had that shit, and we rode in a truck together. Like 3 feet apart.
Yeah.
Mom had the shit. I live with my mom.
Do you think that people
know? And
then
you and me.
Yeah.
You and me were, shit, though. Like, you texted me a day after, like, the day you got it and the day before, we were hanging out on the couch, like 3 feet apart from each other.
Yeah. We were around Red and Brittany, too.
Yeah.
And like, they never got
anything. So either we never showed any signs and symptoms and we've had it, which my mom thinks I have, but I mean, maybe I have.
What she makes you think she had it?
She said, she was like, there's a couple days in there and you just were laid up. I was like, Mom, to be fair, I work outside, you know, and it was during the summer. I was like, Mom, it's 100-something degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, you know, when I'm fucking hot. And that was kind of the one, I don't know if it was even a side effect of the first shot I got. You know, I was a little fatigued the week afterwards. I was easily fatigued, but once again, it was the hottest week it had been all summer, and it was I looked at my thermometer on my phone. I know that's not the most accurate source, but you know, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. It was already 110 degrees, and I was like, so it was like, was I fatigued because the shot, or was I fatigued because, goddamn, I'm shoveling sand right now into a fucking flower bed, and it's 110 degrees already. I think in about 10 years, we're going to look back and we'll know a lot more.
Yeah, we're going to see everything. And you know the bad thing is? I think people aren't going to give a shit either. People are like, oh yeah, remember that? That was neat. That was a neat time. I'm sure the people who lost family members aren't going to think that. But
you know, and I think that's the real problem we're running into is like, you know, there's some people, you know, some people are like, it still say it isn't real. It's like, well, people are dying because of it. It's pretty real. No, it's not.
Pretty goddamn real.
Okay. And then the other side, you know, and unfortunately both these sides are the most vocal and the one you see the most. It's not the normal human beings like us that are like, okay, what do I do? You know, it ain't real, or, oh my God, it's in the air. Your skin's going to fall off the second it touches you. We got to mask up and hide.
Tim, I need you to do me a favor.
What's up?
I need you to find something to talk about for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Got to poop.
I've got a shit so bad.
just hit pause.
No. I'm afraid to do that. Fuck up shit. Remember, right. I'm barely a producer on this. I barely know how to do anything. I don't want to. I won't be long.
Squeeze, motherfucking squeeze. But anyway, so I think I'm gonna need you to run faster, Ferris. Ferris is taking a sweet time getting to the toilet to shit, knowing full well I can't carry this thing for 2 or 3 minutes. But anyways, back to the coronavirus, man. I think the best thing we all need to do, one, we need to stay off social media and the news sites just because, you know, these people are profiting off of us being at each other's throats. So I think the first thing to do is, you know, take a step back from all this because, I mean, I've had to unlike so many pages because all they want to do is talk about how many people are dying because of coronavirus or how many school boards or whatever don't want to do this because of corona, and it's so much that it almost makes me, who's pretty in the middle about everything, it almost makes me pick a side sometimes, and usually the side I pick just goes to the article that I just read. You know, I got a bad habit of, you know, and I only do it for like 5 seconds, but it's like I see an article that says this many people are dying, I'm like, damn, I feel this way. Oh, I see an article that's like, oh, it's just, we all need to take a step back, realize our neighbors aren't our enemies. And just relax for a second. And, you know, try to get back to having fun in life, you know. Wear a mask if you want to wear a mask. Wash your hands. That's a big one. You know, be cleanly. And understand, you know, we're all not going to, you know, we can agree to disagree. That's what we got to do. But, man, you know, some people, don't be mad that your neighbor doesn't want to wear a mask when he's outside watering his plants, you know. Don't be mad that your neighbor wanted to go get a vaccine because they feel, you know, it made them feel safer. And there are some studies that show, you know, getting the vaccine does decrease your chances of being terminally sick because of the COVID. Now, let's not be advocating for the vaccine. You need to do your own research. You need to, you know, talk to people who've got it. You know, I did not feel, for the most part, I didn't feel any side effects. You know, I was a little fatigued after the first one, but once again, I can't say if that was the shot or just it was super hot. After the second one, I was, you know, I felt a little ill for the first day. I slept a lot. But overall, I was fine. I had trouble getting cool. That's going to sound weird, but I like to be really cold when I'm sleeping, and it was hard to get there. That's it. But, yeah, man, just do your own research and try to be civil. I know it's hard, especially in the days because you get more likes, the more stupid you act. But be civil. Anyways, that's that. I'm really hoping Ferris is almost done shitting in there, because he said 2 to 3 minutes, and I really don't have anything else to talk about. I don't know if I want to take a segue or not, but yeah. So, anyways, back to OnlyFans. Support working class girls. Yeah, okay, that's all I got. But, so anyway, let's go. I'm going to go to my trusty handy Facebook and see what's going on here. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about this. Somebody on our podcast page wanted us to talk about Will Ferrell. And since Ferris is in there taking a shit, I'll talk about Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is hit or miss to me. I don't know why. Something about him, sometimes I really think it's funny, and sometimes I'm just like, this movie sucks. Definitely think my favorite movie is The Campaign. I think it's just because now that it, you know, with social media and we see politics and how it really is, this campaign cracks me up. Talladega Nights is always a good favorite. If you ain't first, you're last. It's good. Good quote to live by. You know, it'll take you far in life. Ferris, hurry the fuck up. Anyway. Some other Will Ferrell movies. I like Blades of Glory. That was a good one with John Heder. You know, they're pairing figure skating. So, that's that. Some other Will Ferrell movies. Somebody asked us to talk about Will Ferrell on a podcast, and I was running. I was running the short can real quick. So, what's your favorite Will Ferrell movie? I'm gonna have to go with The Campaign, honestly.
Campaign's good. It's hard for me to pick which one.
He is very hit or miss to me, though.
Well, I mean, he's the same in all this stuff, pretty much. True. But I really like him in Superbad. Or not Superbad. Semi-Pro.
Yeah.
Everybody love everybody.
I liked him in Blades of Glory.
I didn't really like Blades of Glory that much.
Really?
Not much. He goes, I got a ring up here. Says love. Think about that.
I do think one of my favorite ones, though, in Land Before Time or whatever, The Land That Time Lost or some shit like that, the one where he's with Danny McBride. You got to say the name of my book. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. They said you do. Matt Lauer can suck it. Damn, I really didn't think you'd do it. I'm going to fucking kill you.
So, we're not going to go to back to OnlyFans. I just want to tell you something I saw. One was that this one very popular OnlyFans girl was planning about that and how she's going to lose her money and all this stuff. And someone said, here's an idea. Get a fucking job. There was somebody wearing like a mask with a mouth and eyes cut out of a job application. And then somebody put, OnlyFans is banning explicit content, sexual content. That's like Home Depot banning the sale of hardwood. It's true.
Oh, so, back to acting, though. I want to say this, because this makes me happy. Brendan Fraser.
What did you talk about while I was gone?
Just some more of the corona stuff, basically. Like, hey, do your own research, you know. Don't be a dick to your neighbor just because they're, you know. Hey, maybe your neighbor wants to cut his grass with a mask on, or maybe, you know, don't be a dick to him. Maybe your neighbor doesn't want to get the vaccine. Don't be a dick to him. Just agree to disagree and go about your life.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are going to say, like, well, you're affecting other people and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, everything you do every day affects other people. You get a car wreck. How many of these people are texting on their phone every day? How many people are texting on their phone about people not caring about other people about the coronavirus vaccine? They're on the phone like, you stupid motherfuckers, you're not doing it. And then they're not paying attention. They're about to sideswipe 10-year-olds getting on the school bus. I got a little morbid. I'm just saying.
It's true, though.
It's possible. No one really said anything on Facebook.
No. I think they were just surprised we were back.
We
have no research that suggests this, but I think you're right. When they took away our polls, I think they were... It was huge for our interaction, but I think they were getting some answers they didn't really want the answers to.
I think that's exactly what happened.
You look at the time frame, it was about time old Donald Trump was at the height of his popularity. I'm not saying it's coincidence, but...
Yes, because if it was things... That, I don't know. I felt our polls were kind of silly and fun, but there were sometimes that we would put some that were really, you know, getting people riled up. It's particularly one. Do you remember that one?
I do.
But I don't know why. See, they didn't take polls away exactly. They took polls away from, you have closed groups, right? Mm-hmm. But the problem is normal groups, or when you do it on your page, people can share it by the hundreds of thousands, even millions possibly. And if they got answers they didn't like, I think that's the number one reason. Because you can put stuff about, you can say anything about anybody. You'd be like, is Mark Zuckerberg this? Is Facebook do that? Is Twitter feel like this? You know, Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Well, they don't really like that.
Keep in mind, this source is Fox News, so I'm not sure how accurate it is. But you know how we were talking about the other day that it was kind of weird that the Taliban had a spokesperson with a Twitter page and Donald Trump didn't have a Twitter page? Facebook's response was, as long as he's peaceful, or something close to that.
As long as they're following the rules. Okay. What are you talking about?
It's the fucking Taliban. Okay, maybe he's following the rules on Twitter, but I'm pretty sure this dude has fucking murdered somebody.
He's not saying mean things here. He's just they're just murdering people and forcing women into slavery and kids into sex slavery. You know, but he's not saying things that are divisive on Facebook and Twitter. So, they're so full of shit. That is the...
If that lady on Joe Rogan would have just said, hey, you know what, yes, we're a left-leaning organization. If you don't like it, don't use our fucking product. Goddamn.
Hold on, we got a question.
Okay.
Is the internet good or bad for humanity?
I don't think it's a clear black and white answer. I don't think it's a fair thing to say.
You could be learning very positive new skills and changing how things are done and communicating with people you never communicate with and exchanging cultures and ideas and all these things. Or you can just spend all day masturbating on OnlyFans and then get on Facebook and call another person you barely know a stupid fucking cunt and just argue all day until y'all just can't go anymore. Or that.
Seems to be a lot more of that lately, though. But I'm not sure if there's a lot more of that. Okay, I'm going to go off on a weird little sidebar. But
all right, go ahead.
So, pet peeve. People, please research the articles you're reading and sharing. And don't be like, because one thing I hate, you'll see an article that says, people are upset that this happened. How many is people? They never disclose that information. How many is people? Because people, by definition, is two. More than one.
Okay.
You can make it up. We're people. So let's say we could be upset at the direction of the new building on Cyprus. They're building a bingo hall over by my house. Real fucking annoying.
Where the Hobnob used to be?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed.
I guess
I'm not going to lose my shit over it.
I'm not going to lose my shit over it, but I'm like... On a positive note, though, it's not a Dollar General. But that is right across the street.
That's a Family Dollar, isn't it? Dollar General's coming. It's looking over there. It's like a herpes store just waiting to pop up.
Or another car wash. I mean, they did build the new one right down the road, so it'd be bad placement, but that ain't ever stopped a car wash before. Anyway, my point being, you and I both don't agree that the bingo hall is the greatest thing. So, someone writes an article that has no journalistic credibility. People are mad at the bingo hall. That's what the article will say.
And they interview two people, and you don't even know who they are.
Yeah. They probably didn't even really interview them. It was a bland, generic quote they said, so it might be something they took from the podcast of us saying.
How do you feel about that? I don't really like it. He says he really hates it. I didn't say that. I just said I thought there could be something else built.
Also, too, if there's an article written and there's no author given, I need you to call that article into question, please. This is... God damn, this should be the obvious one, but fuck me. Some of you are sharing articles where the byline is blank. Some of you, the byline is by just, the name of the article or the name of the website is Freedom Eagle, and it's written by, the article is written by Freedom Eagle. It's like, no, this is an opinion piece being passed off as facts, and because it fits your stupid-ass narrative, you're,
progressive love.
Yeah.
A site for progressive people who love each other. Who are as long as you are progressive, we love you.
And like it's misinformation. Let me rephrase this. It's almost not necessarily misinformation, but it's not all the way truth.
It's just bullshit.
It's an opinion piece passed off as fact because I've realized a lot of people don't know how to tell the difference.
Well, Tim, unfortunately, the word stupid exists for a reason.
Look, I
stupid and imbecile and moronic.
And maybe they just don't want it. Maybe they want to be oblivious. Maybe that's another word we can throw in there. They want to be remain oblivious.
Well, people were also in tribes. They're not going to go away. Look at people who go away from the Trump narrative or or they disagree with Biden.
Yeah.
They get attacked by their own people. People don't want to feel left out. It's hard to feel left out. It's a natural human instinct to want to be, you know, within the group.
Yeah.
You don't want to be excluded, you know.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Anyways.
I wonder if anyone has any more questions. Oh, yeah. Well, Trevor asked another one. How should the government determine eligibility for slavery reparations if they are paid?
Oof. You know, I'm going to say this. I think Asheville, North Carolina, I think, did it the best way. We're just going to put money back into black communities. Okay. Not people, the community. I think that's going to be the best way to do it because, I mean, not all black people were slaves. They came over here as slaves.
Yeah, I mean,
man, how do you
half the people who are not African American who came here after the 1860s.
Yeah,
so they were, their blood has nothing to do with any kind of slave. They have zero responsibility to slavery. You know what I really think we got to do? We got to kind of look back at that shitty situation and just kind of move on from it. But Ferris, I get it. I'm not black. If I was black, I probably would have a different opinion. I get that. And I'm not saying forget about it. But what I'm saying is that it's kind of like when you get a breakup. You just can't stay in the past. You've got to move on. You know, did you learn lessons from that? Yes, you learned valuable lessons about what not to do, what to do, how to act, how to do these things. And you don't repeat the stuff that you did. But you have to move on from that. I have no problem with, having Juneteenth as a holiday. I have no problem with any of that. I think we should.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with it. I think it's...
I think we should teach certain things, too, because, I mean...
But here's the thing. If you are also shitting on July 4th, well, fuck you. It's like, we have Juneteenth and we have July 4th. They're both a day of freedom. Each thing's going to be different. Because think about it. What does July 4th have to do with a Chinese person today? There weren't any Chinese people. If there were, there weren't many in the United States. They became United States citizens in 1776. And, well, same thing with Middle Easterners and Arabs. You know, the first real Arab group that came in was like the 1880s. Like, that's 25 years after slavery was ended.
Yeah.
So Juneteenth doesn't apply to them, and July 4th doesn't apply to them if we're being that fucking particular about it. So why should they? It's like, well, because it doesn't matter. My dad came over here 40 years ago, 45 years ago, way before, way after July 4th and Juneteenth and all these holidays. But the idea is that America is this experiment and we're trying to fix things. We weren't perfect. We were shitty at first. We were shitty at first, but we weren't the shitty. We were the best shitty country in the world. There was no other country that gave freedoms to people that the United States did. And then we expanded on it. It's like, okay, well, it can't just be rich white landowners. Now it's just rich landowners. Now it's just white people. Now it's white and black people. White and black men. And then it's white and black men and women. And then it's like everyone has these rights.
Yeah.
The ideas of the founding fathers are more important than the fathers themselves.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there were slaves. Well, guess what? You'd probably be a goddamn slave holder, too, if you were born in 1750.
No shit.
Hate to tell you that. Okay? Get off your fucking...
You need to take that?
No. Good.
Okay.
I'll do it afterwards. Am I going to be called asshole? Here's a great example you could take out of what I just said. Ferris said black people need to get over slavery. That's not what I said. You have to listen to the whole thing that I said.
But it's about the clickbait and the lies.
The clickbait and calling Ferris a racist piece of shit. See, I have to even do that because that's what people will do. They'll say that about me.
Even though you're tinted.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm only half white. I'm tinted, as you say. All right, we have one more question from him. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, damn. Got more people asking questions.
Oh, shit.
Why are people more concerned with preventing COVID over heart disease and exponentially more likely cause of death? You got an answer for that?
I do, but I don't know how to word it.
All right. This is probably not answering the question at all, but I'm gonna say it, and it's not, like I said, it's not answering the question at all. Uh, 400,000 people die every year from smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Even more people die from that from secondhand smoke. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it is, but an equal amount, if not more, people die from heart disease. All those are preventable things. Mm-hmm. But since people have their own rights to do stupid things and act in foolish ways that are not good for themselves, you know, think about it. Even cigarettes is not good for other people. You know, it affects other people when you smoke cigarettes too. Those kill just as amount of many people as coronavirus does in this year and a half. They kill them every year.
Yeah.
Every fucking year it happens. Okay. Not every few years, every year 400,000 people die of cigarette smoke, from smoking cigarettes. So where do we draw the line? Where is the line drawn? How do you control people? You know, I personally don't agree with telling businesses they can't have smoking inside. I don't agree with that at all. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
But especially bars, I think I always felt if a bar wanted to have smoking inside, they should be able to have smoking inside.
I will say this, though. I think,
even though I didn't really like it.
Yeah. Now, there have been a lot of bars that have stated that since they don't allow smoking inside, their business did pick up.
Yeah. That's fine. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You don't like the smoking, so you take it out, and you make money from it, and you're outdoing your competitors, and they're like, what's the secret? Well, they stopped the smoking. So everyone else stopped smoking. But some of these people, they don't stop smoking. Well, that's just fucking life. That's how things work.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to do the right thing, quote unquote.
I also think coronavirus had the nothing else that attacks us. It didn't come out during the social media age. That's, like, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. What will this time period in history be called? You know, you got the Bronze Age, the Dark Age, this age, that age. I think we're going to be called the social media age.
Yeah.
A 1,000 years when people look back and call us dumbasses. We will be known. We'll be taught as the social media age.
And I think this is kind of we're kind of even crazier than other people. Like, at least the people in the Middle Ages didn't know anything.
Yeah.
There's so much information that the average person is much less ignorant than a person 50 years ago, 1,000 years ago. People thought the fucking moon was a moon goddess that was brought, that was someone in a canoe was dragging across the sun. Or dragging across the sky. Okay? Most people know. Not all people. My point is people are more or less knowledgeable about things that people had no idea 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
We don't... What excuse do we have for acting like goddamn fools? I don't know.
Donald Trump said.
Well, you know, you're talking about Donald Trump, like... The way people were acting towards Obama, like the ones who love them, were not. They're. It's so cute seeing them trying to defend Biden the same way. Say what you will. Like, I'm not making a statement whether Obama was a good president or not. I'm just saying that when it came to, from optics, from looking at him and hearing him, he was smart, articulate. He was well educated. He was a handsome guy.
Although by the time he got out of there,
he was grizzled a little bit. You know, he was somebody that, you know, great speaker. Optics wise, it was somebody, he was a likable guy.
Yeah.
Optics wise, he was. Now, of course, you know, we're talking about policy, you know, everything changes then. Biden isn't that. He's not.
He's not inspiring.
He's not. look, everyone. Some people were saying like people are making fun of Biden because he has a mental. He could possibly like be have dementia or something like that. And it was like,
I'm gonna make fun of that a little bit because he has control over high powered weapons.
Yes. Well, that's exactly what I said. It's like, look, we're not saying I'm not gonna make fun of a dementia patient. That's some 80-year-old woman in a nursing home. No, no one's saying that
at
all.
I would never dare.
No one's going to do that. He can kill one-third of humanity tonight if he wanted to. That's not exaggeration. He has the ability to kill a third of humanity, and probably two-thirds of humanity in a week if he wanted to. Him, himself. And he is like a potato with legs. He is fucking stupid. I mean, that's, you know, he may be stupid. He, you know, he could have been smart when he was younger. I don't know. He was kind of a plagiarist and kind of full of shit.
I stand by this. The Democrats nominate, the party itself did not think he stood a chance at winning. They knew he had been a loyal party member since who knows when. He's been there for forever. He's been a loyal party member. Hey, let's give him his moment to run for president. Donald Trump will crush him. And we'll put somebody up there in 2024 we think is a really good choice. Corona, here comes old COVID-19. And Donald Trump ain't got the fucking swagger.
Hey, all you asking questions on Facebook, why don't you ask some real goddamn questions? A lot of times they get all cute. They want to put the cutest thing they can.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, it's okay. I get it.
But that's what I think. I think old COVID-19 showed up and hit Donald Trump with a 1-2 he wasn't prepared for. And oh, here came old Sleepy Joe. How's it going, guys?
All right, Tim. So,
also, too, here's the true thing. Donald Trump did not win some of the same states he won back in 2016.
No, he did not.
And some of those were key states.
There's only like five states you got to win, really, when it comes to the president.
Well, that's why they're called swing states. It's like Ohio, Arizona, North Carolina, and I think there's one more.
And then that's it.
That's it. It's like the rest of us are so fucking predictable. It's like, that's why Louisiana, that's why we don't have anything. It's because we're fucking predictable. Every presidential election, our 8 votes are going to go to whoever's the Republican. Like,
no,
dude, make some.
No one cares.
You know, you want to know why Ohio has all this cool stuff and North Carolina and Arizona and some of these places? It's because they're, hey, let's give this some cool shit so they'll swing back our way. Same, California can make the same thing. The reason why they don't have some, you know, yeah, they're Silicon Valley. They have a lot of money, but they also have a lot of money getting the fuck out. Why don't they have cool shit? Because they vote the same fucking way.
Anyways. All right, Tim. This is going to be, the question is, what is the secret to jiu-jitsu? Well, let me pose this. What's the secret to getting good at kickboxing?
Footwork.
So footwork.
My theory, good footwork.
Nothing else.
Well, you asked what's the secret.
Yeah, is that so that's the secret.
I mean, practicing all the time, you know.
So my answer for jiu-jitsu is, okay, no one wants to hear this answer, but it's the truth. The way you get good at jiu-jitsu is that you do jiu-jitsu. That is the only way you get good at things. Now, you know, are you doing crap? Are you doing crap when you're doing jiu-jitsu? Are you doing stuff that doesn't work? Are you doing stuff that's above your level of expertise? Yeah, I mean, those things, it's not as simple as that, but at a base level, it is. If you want to get good at something, you got to do that thing. You can't talk about it. You can't watch videos. You can't write books about it. You have to do jiu-jitsu to get good at jiu-jitsu, and you can't do it once a month. You're not getting good at jiu-jitsu once a month. You have to do jiu-jitsu at least, in my opinion, I think 2 days a week is not enough.
No.
2 days a week. I think 3 is a minimum where you'll actually start getting good. Like, you start learning. Like, 3 days, a Monday, a Wednesday, and a Friday is probably the minimum for you to start getting decent at jiu-jitsu.
And also,
but the guy who comes in and gets 2 days, 6 days in a row, he's going to get better than you quicker. End of story.
Yeah.
Unless you just have some kind of talent. Your BJ Penn.
I also think, too, and I don't know if every jiu-jitsu school is like this, but I think you have to go over the basics to almost an annoying point because we were talking about this earlier. Realistically, you're not going to see a flying arm triangle too much. You're just not. You might see a guy every now and then who's super good at jiu-jitsu pull it off because he just randomly did it. But as a whole, like, even you against me, You're not, I mean, we sparred the other day. Went about the way most people would have figured. I did pretty good standing up on the ground. I looked like a fish out of water, and you proved that point. But even you against me, you're not going to hit a flying arm triangle.
No.
You might if you just set it up correctly, but.
Well, you're not big enough to do it. Like, I'm going to be pulling you down like a torpedo.
Yeah, I mean.
Quickly. I'd be pulling you down before I can even get the arm set up.
Yeah.
You'd have to be a basal for me to do it to you.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I can't jump up that hard. Like, I can, but I'm just like, that's just not why I'm going
to
do that.
Yeah, I think you have to do it in boxing, kickboxing, any form of martial art, and almost really any athletic thing, probably really anything in general. You have to drill the basics to an annoying point where it just becomes you can do the basics without thinking about it. Because, I mean, in a jiu-jitsu, what are probably the most common? Guillotine, simple arm bar, triangle choke, rear naked choke. Outside of that, do you really?
There's not much else. There's like, not. I mean, you have the Kimuras, Americanas. They're going to. I mean, a Kimura is a great submission. It's good everywhere that you go.
But even realistically, in the UFC level, how often do you see
us? You don't see a lot of Kimuras.
No. I think the submission I have seen the most is honestly a triangle choke. Maybe a rear naked choke.
Yeah, or arm lock. Yeah, I mean, they're hard to get. Certain things are hard to get when people are punching you. Man. You know, a guillotine is a good choke.
Yeah.
You know, a guillotine is a deadly thing to have in your arsenal.
But, I mean, you can even go as far as kickboxing. How often do you see somebody win with a spinning fucking back kick?
No.
Not many. I've seen people pull off some cool shit. You know, but, I mean, realistically, take the Showtime kick. He pulled it off good one time, but realistically, after that, how'd you do it?
No.
And I mean, it goes back jab, straight, hook. You know,
probably a right hand with a kick following it or something. You know,
yeah. Even head kicks, you still don't see them too much, especially in MMA. Because I mean, your leg's up that high and you miss, you're just in a weird spot.
Someone asked, "How many holes does a straw have?"
Who the fuck asked that?
You can look at it. Everyone's all cute. They're all cute with their little answers. So, a friend of the podcast asked questions. He said, "At what point do you separate hero and doing your job?"
To me, I'm sorry, but if you get a paycheck for doing that, you're not a hero.
I always thought it was above and beyond what you're supposed to do.
Thing is, though, I mean, if saving lives is your job, I can't call you a hero for saving a life.
It's kind of like if you're a fireman, it's like, well, it's your fucking job to do it.
Right. Now, hey, man,
you have equipment, you have air, Now, I'm not saying it's not hard and it's not scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Because we've been in a house fire without equipment and we're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And that was a relatively small, non-scary one. Imagine one that where it's just raging, you can't see anything, and you're walking
to
somewhere.
It's fucking scary to me.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not denigrating them at all. I'm not taking it away, but it's like, well, they train for it. They have equipment for it.
And the check clears.
The check goes clear.
So I don't know, man.
I always thought it's above and beyond. That's how I view it. It's above and beyond what the Call of Duty, which you're supposed to do.
Now, we got cop friends. If they're on the clock, you're doing your job. Now, if you go above them, if you're off the clock and you do something in the same vein, I might call you heroic. Because you could have just as easily walked the fuck away and no one would have cared. If our friends that are cops would have been out in their street uniforms and some shit would have went sideways and they just walked the fuck away, who would have known? I wouldn't have cared. It's not their, they're not on the clock. But if they go, if they go de-escalate a situation or they go help a situation when they're not getting paid to do it, I might give you some points for being a hero.
Like I said, I was always on the fence about, like, it just comes to above and beyond, like. Now, I do think some things are much more scary. Like, what about that cop that did not go in to the school shooting? He got dragged over the coals.
And he should, though, because that's his job.
And here's the thing. It is his job, but that's scary as fuck going in there.
I mean,
it's kind of like saying you signed up for it. At the end of the day, you did sign up for it. I'm not saying that it's not scary. I'm not saying that I don't understand. And I will fairly admit that. But at the same day,
There's a reason also. You want to know why I don't want to be a fireman? Because I don't want to go into a fucking burning building.
Yeah, because it's scary.
You want to know why I don't want to be a cop? Because I don't want to be in a fucking shootout. You want to know why I didn't join the military?
Didn't want to get killed.
I didn't want to fucking die.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why I don't. You would have to, like, right now I'm in a program. I went back to school and I'm in a program that I could potentially fuck up and die.
Yeah.
I accept that. I'm not a hero.
Drew asked, why is Tim wanting a sexual relationship with you and why do you resist his advances?
Why is Drew such an asshat?
On the podcast.
I'm ready, I don't give him no loving.
I'm ready to get a guest on here.
I am too. We need to have
We got a friend who's a cop. We got him.
Yeah.
Not Brett. Someone else.
Yeah.
Drew Basswell.
Yeah. I want to get some like. I wish we could find a way to get like one week we'll have a guest that's just fun. You know, have like Brett or.
I'm all about that.
Or like in the next week have somebody who actually you know.
Know something. Know intelligent. Something. But you know, a lot of people say that they really like us when we act fucking stupid.
I would agree.
I mean, those are the funnest ones. They're funner. They are more fun.
We've learned a lot about our friends on this podcast. We've mainly learned some of our friends are pretty cheap with how low they'll sell their soul for.
I'm talking
to you, Brent.
Keep talking. Hold on one second.
You got to shit again?
No.
Oh. But, yeah, Brent, you sold your soul for a fucking very, very low price. I'm a little ashamed of you. If I'm going to sell my soul, there's going to be at least two commas in that bitch. That motherfucker sold his soul for, you know...
Can you hear me talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Brent, you sold your soul for a lot cheaper than we would expect. What are you doing?
I'm checking these earphones out, and something's wrong with this one.
Oh.
I think it's the cord. I need to buy another cord. I can't find. There was a cord I had, but I can't find the motherfucker. But you can hear it. You can hear everything fine.
Yeah, sounds good on that one. But yeah. So. Let's see. I remember when poor Sheena came on the podcast, and I mean, she had a lot to say, so I'm not like saying that. I'm saying we were on our best behavior for that podcast. We didn't cuss. We didn't go over the top. We were upstanding, normal human beings. And I remember I don't remember who came on the next episode or if it was just you and me, but man, we made up for lost time. Fuck that shit, goddamn. Fuck, motherfucker. I got one person I wish we could get on, doctor. I think he'd be a good. If our doctor friend, I'm not going to say your name, we'll hit you up one day. But we'd really like for you to come on the podcast and talk about the virus and the procedures because you have a more. You're in the trenches fighting the battle and you're not going by articles you've read and political stances or anything like that. You know, you have. One, you're educated. That makes a difference. And you have to see the shit on a daily basis. So, I mean, you know, what is your advice? What can you say about the virus, you know, instead of listening to us two idiots that...
You know, that's one reason I want to have a cop on here. So I want to have that conversation. Like, you know, let them answer. They're in the shit. They know what's going on. When does it become a hero? When is it you're doing your job? I think because honestly, if we don't have them, then we got to have somebody who does the job because then they can give us an answer, a good answer. Now, I also think that some cops are going to be like, yeah, they're all heroes. Some are like, no, none of them are heroes. And then probably most people are going to be like, yeah, mostly you're doing your job, but there's some things that you do that are more heroic.
At what point, here's another question I want to ask cop. At what point are you, I'm trying to look for the word. At what point are you detaining, and at what point are you being violent?
Yeah, I mean, I think they try to learn that in their cop school or whatever they call it, academy.
Because they're, I mean, you and me have seen videos. It's like, okay, about right here, that dude was done, and
yeah.
You kept beating the fucking shit out of him.
Yeah, I think there's always gonna be that line, and there's two people typically. There's a guy being arrested and the guy arresting, you know. If a guy is being arrested and he's punching at you and he's trying to gouge your eyes out, I don't really give a shit if they beat the shit out of you. But the real question is, after they beat you up and they handcuff you and you start kneeing them in the head, you know, you're going to lose people there. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to lose most people. You're going to lose most people whenever the dude is handcuffed and stopped. But I know one of our friends was playing a video the other day. It was that dude who died in OCC custody.
What about it?
He died in OCC custody, and they were trying to say it was negligence. But I was watching, and unfortunately, I could listen to the news report on one, and it gave these details. And then I'd listen to another news report, and it would give these details, leave other details. So I don't know. Sorry. Unfortunately, I felt like there's so many details that I will never know. But from the details I could put together, I'm like, this dude fucked around and found out.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, because from the way what I was able to put together, this dude was on PCP, which is a hell of a drug. I've never done it personally, but everybody I know says you feel like fucking Superman. This dude felt like fucking Superman. And got into it with the cops. Cops tased him. He was fine for a minute. They, you know, because they took him to Conway. He wouldn't participate. And they had to take... Basically, they had to... They did what they could and then went and shit and just looked like it wasn't going to... They took him to OCC. From my understanding of it. And once again, I'm leaving out some details, so I advise anybody who's listening to this, understand I'm making it radio-friendly as best I can with not knowing all the information. I would advise you to go look up the information. Through this, that, and another, he died in OCC. So, obviously, there is OCC holding cell. He died while he was talking to somebody. Obviously, there's an investigation. And I'm not sure where it really went. But basically, what my point is all the articles, the cop was in the right, you know, from what I've heard. You know, this right. guy was, you know, the cop was trying to help this guy. Took him to Conway first. Not called Conway anymore. I have no idea what it's called. I think it's Ochsner Health or some shit.
Like that, yeah.
Ochsner Health Monroe or something. Took him there. Tried to do the right thing for the dude. Dude acted a fool. Got tased. So then he got taken to OCC, and they said he had a prior heart condition, which the cop can't know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, dude acted a fool, got tased, and mixed with the drugs and the heart condition, he died.
Well, man, I think what a lot of people don't take into consideration is that some of those cops got to do some shit that's a little more violent because the people, guys being more violent.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Like, you can't just like, well, he should have done it. What are you going to see? If that guy was trying to punch you in the face and try to gouge your eyes out, you're just going to sit there and just like, okay, you can do that. I can't really hit you. No, you got to defend yourself. At the end of the day, you're also trying to go back to your family.
Yeah.
They're going to go back to their family. I get they want to go back to their family, but, you know, you're a cop. Your job isn't necessarily, you put your life on the line, but you don't have to die. It's better that you don't.
I think obviously. It's a situation where you got so many people that don't want to put them, that can't put themselves in other shoes. Like, I honestly firmly believe there are most police interactions, yes sir, no sir, blah, cooperate, have a good day. I firmly believe that. I firmly believe most bad situations that happen between a cop and a person can be avoided. But I can also accept that a black dude in a shitty black neighborhood has probably had a slightly different, you know, has had slightly different interactions with the cops than I've had.
Yeah.
You know, he might have come across that cop who was just bored. You know, he might have been accused of some things he didn't rightfully do. You know, you can put yourself in other shoes. Also, a lot of the people who are like, cops should just do, why don't you go do that shit?
Yeah. Why don't you become a cop and see what it's like? I can tell you right now, even with all the jiu-jitsu training I have, it's fucking hard to take somebody down and control them.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It is not easy at all. Jesus Christ, man. They have these extenders. They're fucking long. Goddamn.
Extenders?
For these wires?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't fucking get it.
What's really weird, too, is, like, I don't know how it works on microphones, but, like, so on my guitar, I've changed a lot of my setup from active to passive. And bear with me a second. So basically, what happened? So I have a 25-foot cable.
All right.
On active pickups, which are battery powered, so they have the active pickups have a higher output. So that 25-foot cord, the tone doesn't change. But passive pickups, they're not battery powered. They're just magnets, wires that all line up to do a certain thing. I'm not sure the real dynamics of it, but, you know, this plus this does this, but they're not as powerful. So that 25-foot cord, somewhere around foot 20, it loses a lot of power. It changes the tone, and I didn't think it was real until I fucked around and found out.
I guess that's the key for today. Don't fuck around and find out.
I told my friend whenever I got the vaccine, I was like, dude, if I fucking die because of this shit, don't let me become a fucking, you know, statistic. Just nothing. I fucked around and found out. Put that shit on my tombstone.
All right. Listen, guys. If you are pissed off anything you're going to say, just let us know. Don't be an asshole to us. Just say, like, yeah, I kind of disagree with that. And you know what? You might be able to come on and defend what you feel we unfairly said. If you don't like it.
Yeah, apparently, that's the end of the podcast.
No, we're coming on. It's like, yeah, think about this. We're also talking shit here, you know.
We're two assholes.
Two assholes talking shit. We're probably wrong about everything. But let's say next Thursday. Would you ever want to do one on a weekend, just like randomly?
Yeah. I mean, you just got to I don't have
just
as much.
Just figure
yeah,
out.
I don't have time. As much going on as you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to work, but other than that.
We're going to try to keep it on Thursdays. You know, those are the ones that we're absolutely going to do. And then we'll try to throw one, if we can get one in on a weekend, or even during the week. If there's a time where we can get one and we feel like doing it, we'll do it. Or if, you know, requires it because of a guest. I'm going to try to get a guest next time. Get Brett. You want to get Brett on?
Yeah, and also we can let him and you promote y'all's.
Or our podcast. We got, yeah. I'll talk about it later.
I think I will say this, though. I think he's definitely leaning towards more of a certain style than we are, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's like his podcast. Yeah, I'm a co-host of it, but, I mean, it's his baby. So I'll go along with whatever he says. That's good, too. You anything else to say?
No. Goodbye, OnlyFans. Rest in peace.
All right, guys, and we are done.